Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in Monday edition of the Hoosier Report live right here on the Big X Sports Radio, 1450, 96.1. Glad to have you along for the ride today. A lot of stuff to get to, an update in Romeo's recruiting, or somewhat of an update from the Jordan Brand Classic that he participated in yesterday. We'll talk about that. We've got a handful of guests to get to today, and coming up a little later in the week, we have our first high school baseball broadcast of the season. That's always exciting. Some great baseball played in our local area on the high school level. And then we've got New Albany and Floyd Central coming up Wednesday. We'll have that play-by-play. Lee Kelly, P.K. Falkenstein will be with me for that. So we'll have some fun with that later in the week as well. And a lot of stuff to get to. So let's jump right in the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany, joining us today on this Monday program in segment number two. Once we get through some of the news of the day to start things off, will be Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star. Zach, the IU insider, the IU beat writer for the Star, he's going to join us to talk. Actually, start off talking a little IU baseball. They had a big series with Purdue over the weekend. Zach was there for that. We'll cover that and do more basketball with Zach as well when we talk with him. Then later in the program, Chad Gilbert, Charlestown Athletic Director, IHSAA Executive Board member, stops in for his Monday discussion. We'll talk about Romeo at the Jordan game on Sunday. We'll talk about the start of AAU and travel basketball. That obviously carries a lot of weight here in the area and really across the state and the country. With recruiting, it's a big way. It's become a big part of the basketball landscape for high school players and guys that want to improve their games. And then once you get into the high school levels, the latter couple of years, especially guys that are getting recruited by colleges at the high level, it's a great way to be seen. So we'll talk some about all of that, a lot of basketball stuff with Chad when he joins us. And then in segment number four, I had a chance over the weekend to catch up with Demezi Anderson. He's a 2018 IU signee, South Bend Riley product, had a great year for Riley and was active over the weekend in a couple different all-star games. So we'll have that interview for you later today in the program. Demezi talks a lot about his workouts. He's very committed right now to improving himself and being the very best he can be when he arrives in Bloomington. He made that clear to me in our discussion. And we'll have that for you later in the program today. That's the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison and get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Romeo did have a little update in one of the media sessions up at the Jordan Brand Classic in Brooklyn, New York over the weekend. He told Chris Johnson of Sports Illustrated that he does not plan to make any additional visits before announcing his decision sometime later this month. The quote from the story said, Langford said he won't make any trips to schools before the big reveal, and when asked about the possibility of in-home visits, he indicated he's already heard what he needs to know, but that he's in contact with the coaches of his finalists on a daily basis. So that's interesting because IU fans were, for the most part, excited about Romeo and his father saying they would take another trip to Indiana at some point between the end of the high school tournament and his announcing of his decision. Now that he won't do that, obviously some IU fans panicking, saying, oh my gosh, that means that, you know, Indiana must not be going to get him. Other IU fans saying, well, hey, maybe it's a done deal. He knows his decision. It's going to be Indiana. What's the need for another visit? And then, of course, a lot of buzz it seems like with Kansas. They've had some players recently leave after their somewhat surprising trip to the Final Four. I mean, they were a one seed, so I don't know how surprised you can be about a one seed making the Final Four. But this definitely wasn't one of Bill Self's better teams at Kansas. But since the end of the season and the push they had in the Final Four and some players leaving similar positions to Romeo, obviously the national writers, it seems, there's been a little more discussion about Kansas throughout the high school season, at least from my perspective. It didn't seem like there was much buzz about Kansas. The buzz, if there was any, was about Vanderbilt earlier in the season, and then I thought IU later in the season. So I guess now, just based on rumors and buzz, it's Kansas's turn to get some push out there. But going to be very interesting. Romeo has one more game to participate in, which I think will be a really cool one. It's the Nike Hoop Summit. First off, it's at the Moda Center out in Portland, Oregon, a beautiful facility. And it's not just an all-star game. It's the USA team organized by USA Basketball. So he's going to know a lot of those kids from his past experiences going overseas with USA Basketball, going to some of the workouts that they've had out in Colorado Springs over the years. So in other ways as well, he'll know them from the other All-Star games as well. But nonetheless, that game will be fun because it's not just an All-Star game. It's USA against a really good group of international stars. They announced the roster earlier in the week, and some of the stars are international, but they're from Canada, so they're not necessarily overseas. But it is a really good team, a really good group of players, and it will be fun to watch that game Friday in Portland. As far as Romeo's performance at the Jordan game, pretty good performance. He played 20 minutes. He did get kind of an inadvertent elbow, it looked like, in the eye. It looked pretty painful. He actually left the game and left the floor for a period of time. After the game, you could see him coming through the handshake line. He appeared to be okay, but nonetheless, it was a hard enough blow to sit him. He may have gotten a couple more minutes toward the end of the game, but 20 minutes is where he was at. That's what he had in the McDonald's game as well. I think he played 21 minutes maybe in the McDonald's game, but pretty good performance. Once again, it's a Romeo performance. It's a very efficient performance. He was 5 of 11 shooting. He was 2 of 4 from three-point range, a perfect 2 of 2 from the free throw stripe. He had 5 rebounds, 14 total points, 1 assist, 3 blocks, 2 turnovers in 20 minutes of play. The team he was on was the white team, and they actually came back to win the game 146-136. At the Barclay Center in Brooklyn. So I think it's a pretty good stat line for 20 minutes against some of the nation's best players. Again, like the McDonald's game, not a lot of defense played. There were a lot of slam dunks and obviously a lot of scoring, 146 for the winning team. But fun to see him on there on a national stage once again. And, of course, he got a lot of discussion during the broadcast. I didn't get to hear the broadcast at McDonald's being at the game, but obviously getting to watch this one on TV, it's amazing the unsigned guys, how much airtime they get as far as discussion about where they're ranked and what kind of season they had and who they're considering in college. So Romeo with, I thought, a good game overall, other than a little injury that sidelined him at the end of the game. Speaking of good weekends for All-Stars, Sean East, also an outgoing senior from New Albany, he had a big weekend. Sunday he had 24 points and was most valuable player for the East team as they won in the Hoosier Basketball Coaches All-Star Game. That was Sunday at Bloomington North. The HBCA is an association of Southern Indiana coaches, basically from just south of Indianapolis all the way down here to the river and all the way through Evansville as well. So a good collection of players, good performance from Sean. He also had 13 points in the Indiana North-South game that was played at Martinsville on Saturday evening. And again, the South won that contest 129-124. So two pretty good games for East against high-level competition from the state of Indiana. Also in the Sunday game up in Bloomington, Luke Goman had 17 points in that contest. I understand that Brendan Hobson had a nice performance as well for Floyd Central. So some local guys having really, really good weekends at some of the All-Star events out there. Speaking of high school players, college decisions, Matt Weimer of Floyd Central tweeted out over the weekend that he is going to attend Hanover College next year. And, of course, the Floyd Central quarterback and a player that was very, very important to the basketball success at Floyd Central this year, is going to get an opportunity to play both football and basketball at Hanover. So he will have a full plate at Hanover with the academics there and, of course, playing two sports. But congratulations to him. That's a great destination. A lot of Southern Indiana, a lot of Clark and Floyd County connections at Hanover in general, and also on the basketball side of things right now as well. So it'll be interesting to see Matt Weimer join some other local kids up there playing basketball at Hanover. That's a look at the headlines here on this Monday edition of the program. The Hoosier headlines are brought to you by Hoopsters, your hometown sports grill. It's where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. Also, don't forget, with the weather, we hope starting to turn a little bit, getting out of this snow and getting into rain and warmer springtime normal weather that you get this time of year. The Big X Sports Radio golf cards are out there and available now, hot off the press for 2018. This year's card, it features Chariot Run, Polo Fields, Woodhaven Country Club, South Park Country Club, Henry County Country Club, Elk Run, Valley View, Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana, and more. You can play these courses for under $20 a round with the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf card. Some of these courses are private, and you can only play if you're a member or if you've got the Big X Sports Radio golf card. A limited amount of these cards is available, so make sure you get yours today at BigXSportsRadio.com. Again, BigXSportsRadio.com, or you can call 812-725-1457. Again, the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf cards ready to go. You can call or log on right now to get a copy of your own. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star, some IU baseball, talking about their series against Purdue, a little basketball, maybe some football as well, with Zach coming up next here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
IU writer Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star, he joins us Mondays and is with us right now for a conversation all about IU sports. We're going to get to some IU baseball, who won a big early season series against Purdue with a win yesterday. But first, Zach, I saw just before we came back that Evansville transfer Ryan Taylor, who had some connection to Indiana as a possibility, has committed to Northwestern. That's a big pickup for Chris Collins and the Northwestern program in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, you cut out there in the middle, but I guess I'll start with Ryan Taylor first. Indiana was interested, you know, as you and I both know, maybe you even better than me, there is a high-scoring guard still waiting to make his final college decision in the class of 2018 that I think, from Indiana's perspective, was always going to be more of a priority. You know, it seemed like there was some interest, but it never got super serious. And if you're Indiana, you know, obviously, Romeo Langford's still a possibility, still on the table. You're not going to be recruiting somebody that might be taking shots away from him or eating into his role at all. So I don't know if maybe it would have gotten more serious down the line if, you know, Romeo Langford had committed elsewhere and then Indiana might go back to it. But I don't think IU was strongly interested. I think he's a good pickup for Northwestern. Obviously, it was a disappointing season in Evansville, or, well, they didn't. Didn't really play in, not Evansville, Evanston. They didn't even really play in Evanston this year. You know, I grad transfers are always a mixed bag. I think sometimes you can expect too much from them. I think the key is to just know if a guy can fill a good role, be a good veteran voice, mesh with the older guys you got on your team. I think that's often more important with those guys than necessarily saying, is he going to average 20 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Zach Osterman, Indianapolis Star, our guest. You were at the IU baseball series against Purdue. They won yesterday 7-5 and win the series 2-1 over Purdue. Very big early season win for Indiana. This is a baseball program that's got a lot of excitement behind it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it was an important series win. They actually lost the series to Purdue last year, and they didn't get to play a full series against Iowa in their first Big Ten weekend because of weather. They had a frustrating game Friday night. They lost 4-2 on a ninth inning error, essentially, and there were a few other kind of mistakes and just generally probably not as sharp as Chris Lemonis thinks his squad can be on Friday that led to them losing the opener. But to come back, they win 14-1 on Saturday, a really commanding performance. And then they battled back. They were down 5-1 early on Sunday, and they just kind of chipped away at Purdue's lead. And then obviously it went into extra innings, went to 13, and Logan Khalifa hit a walk-off home run. So I think it's a good weekend for Indiana in that every series win, especially in conference play, is good. Obviously, if you're Indiana, you want to win the series against Purdue. But it's also just, I think, a testament to the depth of this team's pitching staff, its veteran, you know, leadership and experience, and maybe its resilience as well.
I know it's way, way early in the college baseball season, and we normally get Coach Lemonis with us a few times as the season ticks along. But from a very early standpoint, you know, the big thing in college baseball is that College World Series. That is a lot of fun to watch, and I'm sure a lot of fun to be at. Is this a IU team that could compete for a spot in that with Big Ten success behind them possibly?
I mean, I think it's certainly possible. You know, I think they've got strong pitching depth. You know, if you're looking just kind of at what the features of the team would be, they've got, first of all, they are very experienced. You've got a lot of guys back from last year's regional team. And you've also, I think, more broadly got this idea now. Indiana's been to four regionals in 5 years. If they qualify for a regional this year, which they're very much on pace to do, that'll be 5-6, which is the best run anybody's had in the Big Ten since Ohio State in the mid-90s. So there is kind of a culture of winning, I guess you'd say. I think they've got two really strong pitchers in Jonathan Stever and Pauly Milto. You know, they could probably stand to maybe get a third starter to shake out, but in modern college baseball anymore, if you've got a strong bullpen, you know, you aren't always really relying on a third starter to go 6, 7, 8 innings. It just can be one of those things that maybe sets the really good teams apart from the great ones, is if they have that third really reliable arm to start in a weekend. I think the lineup's really good. You know, is there a Schwarber or a Sam Travis in it? Maybe not, but I think that top to bottom, the lineup is very difficult. And again, is a lineup that you've got a lot of experience in there. Your Gorskys, your Lloyds, your Luke Millers, even a guy like Logan Khalifa is in his first year in the program, but he's a junior college transfer, so he's played some baseball. And just generally, I think you are enviable of the depth that Indiana's got. You know, that, for example, they make some switches, and Matt Lloyd is their designated hitter. He also now plays some second base. He's also their closer in some situations. And so when they wound up bringing him onto the mound yesterday to pitch from, I think, the ninth inning on, they moved their shortstop, Justin Walker, over to second. And he made a couple of really important plays in extra innings. And then they brought in Jeremy Houston, who was their starting shortstop last year before getting supplanted by Justin Walker. And Houston made basically a run-saving stop at short, I want to say in the 12th. And again, it just kind of speaks to the depth that this team has, that you can shift things around. You can pull one of your best power hitters onto the mound and he can throw 91, 92, but you can also replace him with, you know, in a roundabout way, with a guy who's so good in the field that he's making, you know, game-defining plays in the sixth hole at shortstop. It's a very good team. It's always tough to say, are they Omaha good, or are they not? I think if this team hosts a regional, and they're certainly on pace to do that right now, and certainly if they host a super regional, I think you'd have to consider them in that mix. And, you know, baseball can also just be one of those sports where you get to the postseason and then one or two guys get hot and you're off.
Absolutely. Talking with Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star. On a lighter note, yesterday was Take Your Dog to the Park Day, and I'm curious, did you take yours to the press box yesterday?
No, it's tight quarters in the press box, and Rebel and Chewy between them weigh about 150 pounds, 155 pounds. So, that would have been – plus, I believe there are a couple other members of the press corps that are rather allergic to dogs. So if I showed up with my Pitbull St. Bernard mix, who sheds like a well, I don't know, like a dog when it gets warm. I think that would have been rather unfortunate for them as well. Sadly, Chewy and Revel did not make Bark in the Park.
I understand. On another IU baseball note, you had a great piece talking to a lot of different people, and I first want to commend you on how well-written and informative of a piece it was. If somebody doesn't follow IU baseball as closely as some do, and I think that's probably the case down here, people maybe go to a couple games, especially get into it when Indiana has an opportunity to make a postseason run, but maybe don't understand the entire program and where it was at really not that all long ago. And just the opening line to your story, which is available at IndyStar.com/sports for anybody that wants to check out the full piece, and I do recommend it. You talk about former coach Tracy Smith. His first office at Indiana was essentially a closet that the only difference was it actually had a sign that said Coach Smith's office. So the program, the facilities, so much about IU baseball and the success on the field as well have come along greatly in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, the genesis of the story was essentially thinking back 10 years to when I was covering IU baseball. That would have been Tracy's third season for the Indiana Daily Student. And it was an incredibly modest program. They hadn't been to the Big Ten tournament in any of the last 4 years because not everybody, conference tournaments in baseball, not everybody gets in. It used to be six teams, now it's eight. But I remember, I think, I want to say Tracy's old office is now a like a small conference room. And it was essentially, there was one office for him that was probably about as big as like maybe somebody's guest bedroom, maybe not even that big, and then one office for both of his assistants. And they, I remember them celebrating like crazy that year when they swept Michigan State the final weekend of the season to get into the Big Ten tournament. And then they made a little bit of noise in the Big Ten tournament. That was a huge deal. Indiana had only been to one NCAA tournament in its history, and I think they'd done that by winning the Big Ten tournament in 1996. They like I said, 2008 was the first time in 5 years they'd been to the Big Ten tournament at all. And there was all this promise within the program. They were going to build a new stadium, and you know, Tracy had recruited a class that wound up turning out a bunch of draft picks. Eric Arnett went in the first round. Matt Bayshore and Josh Fagley both went in the supplemental first round, if I remember correctly. Seven guys off the regional team the next year were all drafted. But in general, it was still, you know, I mean, Indiana's played varsity baseball longer than it's played any other sport at that level. And it had such modest history. And for it to go in 10 years from that to where it's at now, where you have all of this fan interest and investment, and I've even marveled a little bit, you know, looking at just the way we can track things online, how many people have read the story. And I don't think you were very kind to say what you did about it. I don't think it's the best story in the world. What it's remarkable to me how much interest there is in IU baseball now and how quickly it has sort of exploded. And I think there were a lot of people that went into it. Tracy Smith, certainly. Fred Glass, certainly. Chris Lemonis, who's IU's head coach now, replaced Tracy in 2014, all are very, very important pieces. And then they'll all also tell you, you know, there's been some persistence to it. There's been maybe some embracing of some of the challenges that Indiana's had. There's been investment. And there's also just been a little bit of luck. You know, that Tracy's best team, you would say, and arguably the best season in IU history in 2013 when they go to the College World Series, that all comes in the year that they open the new stadium, and it's just kind of serendipity, all of it. It's been remarkable to see its rise and to see it kind of juxtaposed for folks down your way next to Louisville, which has done, you know, it's had even more success than that. Louisville's essentially been a perennial College World Series team, and these are programs that are having this kind of sustained success in a part of the country that everybody said you couldn't. You know, baseball's always been a Southern sport. It's been a West Coast sport. Now all of a sudden you do have the Louisvilles and the Indianas being able to be regularly ranked, regularly in the NCAA tournament, hosting regionals and those sorts of things. It's remarkable, frankly.
Talking with Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star, again, great piece on the history of IU baseball, the improvements in IU baseball, so check that out. I do want to get one basketball note on at least here before I let you go, and there really isn't a lot new to talk about, and that's not unusual for this time of year. The travel circuit, recruiting circuit gets underway here in the next couple of weeks when the shoe circuits begin play. So as far as from a recruiting standpoint, that will pick up. And I know there have been some in-home visits made, some in-home visits scheduled with some recruits both in-state and out. But really, there's a great thought right now that so much is on hold with the roster for next season. It really comes down to two things. Juwan Morgan, is he going to test the NBA waters? We've talked some about that already, and even if he does test, it would be expected that he would return. But the big piece there for next season that seems to have things kind of on hold with transfers and elsewise is what Romeo Langford does here potentially later this month in his college decision.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right about Romeo. And again, I mean, you talk about Ryan Taylor, for example. You know, I don't know how much interest, like legitimate strong interest, Indiana had in Ryan Taylor, but you're never going to go hard after a player like that if you think you've still got a good shot at a player like Romeo Langford, you know, because it's a one-year player both times, and if you're IU, you know, you're all the way invested in Romeo right now. Juwan Morgan's still around. You're right. We haven't heard anything. We haven't talked to him. We haven't really talked to anybody around the program other than Robert Johnson with that 3-on-3 opportunity he had down in San Antonio since the season ended. But Juwan Morgan was at the baseball game yesterday, so he's still in Bloomington. He was there with Tim Priller and Freddie McSwain and Grant Gaylon, oddly enough. So he's definitely still here. that much I can at least tell you. And you know, whether he declares or not, I mean, these days I'm surprised if anybody, you know, doesn't declare, anybody with a reasonable profile. And his is a reasonable profile. He was second team All Big Ten, averaged, 16-7, 16-8 this season, was one of the best post players in a Power 5 conference over the course of an entire college basketball season. I'm with you in thinking that if he goes, he probably goes but comes back. I don't think he's going to generate enough of that professional interest, but you never know. And more than anything else, if there's just no penalty for it and it can help you sort of further your improvement as a player and your understanding of your game and what the pros think of you and how they want to see you get better, why not do it? So I would guess anyway that Morgan will probably declare at some point. But, you know, it's also April 9th now. He's had plenty of time to do it, and he hasn't. So I don't know if he's waiting on something or maybe he's just not interested. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago Thomas Bryant did that, and a lot of people thought Bryant was a dark horse as a first-round pick at the time coming out of his freshman season, and he just said, I don't need to go through the NBA process. I know I'm coming back, and I want to just focus on that. Maybe Juwan Morgan will wind up doing that, but he's definitely still here. We saw him at Bart Kaufman Field yesterday.
Zach Osterman, Indianapolis Star. Zach, as always, great to catch up. Great to talk some baseball today as well. We'll do that here over the next few months again, I'm sure. But thanks for coming on. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, as always.
All right. Don't forget the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf cards are hot off the presses. This year's card features Chariot Run, Polo Fields, Woodhaven Country Club, South Park Country Club, Henry County Country Club, Elk Run, Valley View, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $20 a round with the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf card. Some of these courses are private. You can only play if you're a member or by using the Big X Sports Radio golf card. A limited amount of these cards is available, so you get yours today the easiest way, online at bigxsportsradio.com or call 812-725-1457. We'll head to a commercial break. Chad Gilbert, Charlestown Athletic Director and IHSA Executive Board Member, is with us next. We'll talk Romeo at the Jordan game. How's that? And we'll talk other basketball items as well. So stay with us for that. Coming up next, right here on a Monday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back on a Monday edition of the program. Chad Gilbert with us here on this edition of the Hoosier Report. And Chad, Romeo Langford at the Jordan Brand Classic, once again playing in a national level all-star game broadcast on national television. Just really neat to see a local guy like that continue to, it looks like, have a lot of fun. I mean, these things are fun. They, not a lot of defense played. Romeo, another big dunk in that game as well. And it seems like it'd be a lot of fun after a very stressful career where you're night in, night out, getting beat up. And then, of course, the decision looming on college, I know, has to be very stressful. So this has kind of been some fun in between some stressful stuff for Romeo Langford.
Oh, no question, Matt. You know, it's one thing, when you watch those games out there, Romeo shows he belongs. And those games are hard to play in any type of all-star game. It's kind of every man for himself. And so when you go out there and play in those, you kind of got to be unselfish. But at the same time, you got to look to get your points because, you know, in a 150-point game where there's not a whole lot of defense, there's a lot of points to be put on the board. So you got to make sure you're looking for your shot, looking for your opportunity to score. But his athleticism, I think, stands out as much as anyone's in those games. He's continued to show he belongs, and it's a fun experience for him. Like you said, you know, you go from playing in the McDonald's All-American one week to the Jordan Classic on the next week. He's playing in the Barclays Center. You know, he's in Brooklyn playing games. You know, how cool is that? And that's something, you know, that he continues to progress. He'll be doing 82 games a year because he has shown that he belongs on that big stage, and it is something that I think is he does enjoy. And it's good for the people in New Albany and good for his opponents to say, hey, I played against that guy.
Chad, I had that same thought yesterday. Of course, the McDonald's game I saw in person and then the Jordan game on television. But, you know, in a much more reduced way than what the NBA travel schedule is, some of these guys, Romeo included, will have played in three NBA arenas basically in 3 weeks. They played in Atlanta, the home of the Hawks. Of course, the Nets home yesterday at the Barclays Center. And then a lot of these guys, including Romeo, will go to the Nike Hoop Summit. And I think a lot of them go straight from Brooklyn to there for the activities. And there's some practices this week, which is really interesting because we know the practices are an opportunity to be seen by the NBA scouts and personnel as the USA team will prepare to take on the world team later this week. But, I mean, that's big. Three NBA arenas, 3 weeks, three games on national television. It's not easy. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of things you're not used to. But that in itself is really kind of an amazing thing.
Oh, no question, Matt. You hit the nail right in the head. That travel just wears you. I'd be surprised if Romeo's just not both physically and mentally exhausted. He's went for 4 straight years of no breaks. And, you know, I can remember when I played at the end of the year, man, I was just both mentally and physically exhausted. But that's when you got to dig down deep. You know, this is what makes the special players special because it's that mental side of it. You know, Coach Knight used to always say mental is the physical, 4 is the 1. You've got to dig down deep, fight through these games. And the one thing in Romeo's mind, Romeo's a smart kid, and I'm sure he trains constantly, both on his skill work and his body. But he understands that I know I'm tired, but I know these other 15 guys are tired as well. So who's going to be able to fight through it the most? And I think that's one thing that gets Romeo through it is he's a mentally tough kid, and he goes out there and plays. With those things, you know, you got to worry about injuries. I thought Romeo took a hard blow to the face last night. You know, I was worried on that situation that came through. Hopefully everything works out well on there. But he took a hard hit to the face last night. And when those all-star games come around, that's part of it as well, is you're risking injury every time you step on the court.
I tell you what, it was just sickening, especially at the game, to see Zion Williamson go down. And you could tell immediately something was really wrong with his thumb, his hand, and he quickly left the game and then – I understand quickly left the arena to go looked at by a personal doctor, but you know that's something we have to keep in mind. These are all-star games. They're fun for the, I'm sure, the companies, the McDonald's and Jordan and that sort of thing to sponsor, and they're a goodwill type sponsorships for them. The fans sure enjoy it, but you know, behind the scenes, the most important part of these games for players are the practices and the workouts, which are oftentimes closed to the public, open to the NBA type, you know, front office people, scouts, whoever it may be that some of the teams send, and they all send, you know, people. There's no question about that. But you hate to see somebody get hurt in a game, especially in one of these type deals, because they're supposed to be fun, they're supposed to be for the fans, and with all of these players, with what they have on the line as far as college futures, a lot of them professional futures. You know, you heard more and more yesterday, now that we're a couple weeks into these All-Star games, Paul Biancardi talking about what some NBA scouts had told him from the McDonald's practices. And we said those are a big part of this experience, are the workouts and the practices in front of the pro scouts, and some of that information already making its way out there. But at the end of the day, you don't want to see anyone hurt. That's the last thing. And so Zion Williamson in the McDonald's game, that was really sickening, to be honest with you. And then Romeo, for a split minute, I'm sure, like everyone else watching, I thought, oh, gosh, I hope that's nothing too serious other than just a blow that stunned you a little bit, because it looked like he got hit pretty hard there.
Oh, no question about it. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head again on that, Matt. You're playing for something. Every time you step on the court, it's not going – you're not going to community park and playing. You're not going to the YMCA and playing. You're playing with something, with people who are watching you. You know, there's going to be a lot of invested in those guys, a lot of money invested in those guys in the near future, where scouts are watching how they control, how they hold their, carry themselves off the court, how they carry themselves during practice, what their desire is to get better, and what kind of motor they have to bring it every day. Because, you know, when you're playing for a paycheck, you're expected to bring it every single day. And I think those guys know that, and they know they can't have distractions. So it's all, again, goes back to being part of the process.
Chad Gilbert, Charlestown Athletic Director, IHSA Executive Board Member. Chad, before we let you go, you having any more luck getting some spring sports in this week, you think? What's the forecast look like? You and others have just said, man, this is a terrible period right now to try to get the spring sports underway with snow and rain and fields that you just sink down into that are unplayable. Hopefully you dry out some this week, maybe.
Hopefully we can get some games in. We've got a couple in here. Softball is going to get their first one in tonight. It's going to be cold, but they're going to get an opportunity to get out and play. We've had a track meet. We've had a baseball game. So we've got some things we're sneaking in. Not ideal conditions. However, we're able to get some in and get the kids an opportunity to play. Matt, one thing before we get off, I wanted to touch on other kids in Southern Indiana being able to play in All-Star games this weekend, and I think they represented themselves well on the North-South All-Star game in Martinsville and then the East-West HBCA All-Star game at Bloomington North yesterday. I think that's one thing that's really great for kids. It gives them an opportunity to get together one last time. The Coaches Association does a great job with that. Hoosier Basketball Magazine does a great job with that. And it gives the kids just one more time to be a high school kid before they go to that next level. And I think that's something that's great for all kids in basketball, but it really represents Southern Indiana extremely well.
Absolutely. Very well said. Chad Gilbert with us Mondays. Chad, thanks for the chat.
Matt, thanks for the run. Stay in touch. Appreciate everything you do for Southern Indiana.
All right. Appreciate it, Chad. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with the IU 2018 signee, Demezi Anderson. Had a chance to catch up with him over the weekend. That's next here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back and have the opportunity to hear directly from one of IU's members of its 2018 recruiting class, Demezi Anderson of South Bend Riley, who had a fantastic senior season. His team made it all the way to Semi-State weekend undefeated, and Demezi joins us on the program right now. Demezi, first off, congrats on a great year, all-time leading scorer in the city of South Bend, which has produced a lot of great basketball players over the years, both individually and your high school team. Had some major accomplishments this year. So how do you feel coming out of your senior year, getting ready to go through some All-Star games and other fun experiences like that?
It feels good. We had a good year, having fun with my teammates. Now it's just on to the next chapter in my life. I'm bigger stage, so I got to prepare myself and get ready for it.
Demezi, in the couple times that we've communicated back and forth setting up this interview, always the word workout comes into it. Well, I can't do it at that time because I'll be working out or whatever the case may be. So obviously from the moment your senior season ended until I assume when you arrive in Bloomington, working out in South Bend, going through some individual instruction, improving your game so you can have the opportunity to contribute at Indiana is your goal next season. Tell us about your workouts. What are your plans between now and your arrival in Bloomington to make sure your game is on point so you can be a contributor next season?
Just getting stronger and faster. Just working on things that I could help the team out next year by just putting more stuff in my game.
Demezi, there's been a lot of talk when people mention you as a future Hoosier about, hey, you know, it's really awesome to see a kid from South Bend, to see a kid from Northern Indiana commit to Indiana. It's been a long time since Indiana has had a player on scholarship from that portion of the state, from that city, even though it's a good basketball city that has a lot of good teams each year that has produced a number of Division I players. Do you kind of feel like you're breaking the mold in a little bit with your commitment to Indiana, changing things up to go down to Bloomington and play?
Yeah, I'm just trying to give an example for the rest of kids for future, like, for the future, so they could see that they don't have to settle for nothing. They could reach their ultimate goals by just working hard and just having the motivation to just go get it.
2018 IU recruit Demezi Anderson joining us today on the Hoosier Report. You know, from the moment Coach Archie Miller was hired in Bloomington to the time you committed, really there wasn't a great period there. He had to make up some ground with you and some of the other players in the 2018 class, and he was able to do that pretty successfully. How quick did your relationship with not just Coach Miller but Indiana come into fruition, and what made you feel so comfortable about going to play for Coach Miller even though he was just entering his first year in Bloomington?
New coaching staff. He seems like a great guy. It seemed like he could get me to be like, hit my ultimate goal. He hit me, hit my full potential, and then just having to, like, the mindset to just win every game.
Demezi Anderson joining us here on the Hoosier Report today. Obviously, senior season in the book. Now's the time you get to play in some all-star games. I think you're set for the North-South game over the weekend, and then the Indiana-Kentucky series is the big one, the fun one that will take place over the summer. How looking forward to that are you? A chance to play with some of the other top players in the class, and a little IU lean potentially to the Indiana all-star team this year?
I look forward to playing with all the great players in Indiana. I know most of them, so we all good friends. We like to push each other to our goals and stuff. Then also playing with Romeo Langford will be kind of fun.
Well, let's talk about some of the other recruits or potential recruits for just a moment. What's your relationship like with Robert Fennessy, Rob Fennessy at McCutcheon? You guys committed, I think, around the same time to the Hoosiers. How well do you know each other, and do you guys communicate fairly often?
We know each other very well. We get along real good. We talk. We make sure each other good. We send a text or something here and there. And then we both just on the right page to just help contribute for the team next year.
Also, Romeo Langford, you mentioned his name and that it would be a fun experience to play with him in the All-Star game coming up later this summer. How much pressure, how much influence, what type of recruiting job have you and Rob done specifically trying to get Romeo, who's going to make a decision here later this month, to join you guys in Bloomington next season?
We talked to him a little bit. He's a quiet guy, so it was really just his decision. Really, he's taking his time to see what's best for him. So hopefully Indiana is the best thing for him.
Demezi Anderson joining us today. Demezi, what has Coach Miller told you, and with your own aspirations as well, how do you want to help Indiana? What position and what things do you think you can bring to the IU team, even next year just as a freshman?
Help score the ball, rebound, defense, just making my teammates better and just getting the win.
Demezi Anderson, my guest today. He's a member of IU's 2018 class of recruits, a signee for the Hoosiers. When it comes to the off season, we've talked about some of the All-Star games, and you're really spending some time working out, improving your game. When do you think you will actually arrive in Bloomington, go through summer school, and make it official on campus, getting able to go through some of the off-season training and workouts that the current guys are going to go through?
I believe in the summer. I'm really just trying to leave, like, as soon as, like, after I graduate, I'm just trying to go down there, get some of the training, just experience a little bit more of the campus and stuff.
Let's talk about Archie Miller for another moment, the head coach at Indiana. What are some qualities that stood out when you watched IU games this year, when he communicated with you during the recruiting process? What are some things that stood out that made you comfortable enough to commit to him to play?
He pushes players. He's trying to do the best he can to make sure they hit their full potential, make sure they're on the right track, make sure they're working hard, and just being able to play together and love each other as brothers.
As far as the team this past season, did you get an opportunity often to watch Indiana games? I know you were busy with your high school team, practicing games, and staying on the move that way, but did you get a chance to watch Indiana play much this season? And if so, who are some of the returning players for next year that you're excited to get a chance to play alongside?
Yes, I watched them quite a bit. I like to play with Juwan Morgan, Justice Smith, a couple of them guys. So it'll be a fun experience next year to have some upperclassmen teach me some things and make sure they push me to my full potential.
Demezi, let me ask you this to close things out today. From the time you committed to Indiana, your experiences during your official visit, getting to go to some games, following the team closely, I know. What do you think about IU fans? Is it just kind of a different type of fan maybe from some other schools that are so very passionate about their basketball program?
No, IU fans is incredible. Like, their love for the game and the support system is wonderful. Like, I don't think there's no atmosphere like that from, like, no other school or anything besides the Hoosiers.
Absolutely. Demezi Anderson with us on the Hoosier Report. Demezi, thanks for taking time out. I know you were busy working out today, and I know that will make a lot of IU fans smile knowing you're working on your game already. Congratulations again on a great high school senior year, and look forward to seeing you in Bloomington very soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, Demezi Anderson, had a chance to catch up with him over the weekend. He actually played in the North-South game on Saturday in Martinsville. I think he had 9 points. Wasn't one of his greater shooting performances, but again, that was a real up-and-down type of game. So good to catch up with him. We'll try to have some of the other 2018 guys on for Indiana here over the next few weeks or so, and we'll be interesting to see how this class comes together. Does it include Romeo Langford when he makes his decision later this month? Are there some additional names brought in? It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out here. I think we'll know a lot more by the end of April for sure. Definitely on Romeo, should be getting pretty close to knowing anything else that could transpire with the 2018 class, you would think as well. That's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for being with us. Don't forget, like always, I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. We've got Greg Doyle with us, presented by Coffee Crossing, Mike Pegram, and others right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.